This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have some stuff to talk about, but I'm not doing anything until you fix it.
Okay.
It's a battle. It's becoming a battle. I'm with you, Slacker. I'm with you.
Erica, pick a team. And if you pick it based just on Aaron having the first couple letters of your name, like, no.
Well, she's also a woman.
It was really cold.
And she turned it on heat, you guys.
Just to get it back to, like,
that's
acceptable.
Not how it works, Aaron. Oh, my God.
I would say it was warm earlier, but then I got used to it.
It is. It's no pun intended, genuinely. It's becoming kind of a cold war. It's becoming whoever's in here sneaking up, turn it on heat, and then I'll come in, turn it on cold, and then Aaron comes back.
You guys are all wearing long sleeves. It was cold in here.
I've never touched it.
Thank you, Erica, for realizing your place.
Yeah, thanks, Switzerland.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
Okay, well, catch me tomorrow turning it on 100 degrees.
All right, listen. I always thought it was like an office trope. Like, it's not real. Like, it's in show where, like, people are like, oh, we're always arguing over the thermostat. And I'm like, that's never happened here. And all of a sudden, Aaron just, like, thinks you've got, you're drunk with power.
You have said before it goes from icebox to hell.
Yeah, because I didn't know you were going over there and not letting.
I haven't done it that often. I just did it today.
You let the thermostat do the thing, and if it's cooling, it just cools, and then
I feel it. It's already getting colder. Okay, you're welcome.
I know, but yep, I already started sweating.
That feels like a personal problem.
That's what that is. Okay.
Well, I mean, I wear a long sleeve in here because it's
so cold.
Right, but you don't turn it on heat. That's not the answer. Can we even do the other stuff we were going to talk about, or like?
We're like genuinely fighting
because it's ridiculous. Like I'm saying,
it is ridiculous.
It's kind of chilly.
There's a study out from the Mayo Clinic on what the ideal temperature of a recording studio would be, and it's not the temperature of this room right now. It's about what men find attractive.
Facial features specifically.
Because don't get into your hole.
Yeah.
Boobs right. Or butt.
I don't want
there was
that
a
again.
Story. I don't did we cover it? There was a story about how women
What was the story about, Slacker?
It was about how women find bald men super attractive right now. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, if you're new to the show, I shave my head and I am single.
And bald.
Okay. So what do you guys think? Did you look at the story?
No.
Okay.
So what do we think men will pick as the top facial feature?
Because I wonder if T-Hack and I are the same.
I'm going to say lips.
Oh, I was going to say eyes.
Do you know, let's pretend T-Hack is single right now.
Okay.
I could go out and I wouldn't just pick Angie's identical clone.
Come on.
Well, I mean, but I mean,
do that. Yeah.
I could 100% find a woman for you. I know exactly what you like.
Oh, I thought you meant like There's a girl out there who would like you.
They text me.
No. That's but, not what he meant.
But they, yes. Could you do the same for me?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know the factory for sure.
But I don't know if I'm still going to shop at the factory.
No, you went for a redhead the other day.
I did go for a redhead
the other day. And it wasn't Aaron.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
The factory, let me make sure I get it right. Dark hair. Mm-hmm. Blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be blue. Light.
Small boobs.
Small boobs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about a personality trait in here, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
So far, I haven't really married for that. I'm 0 for 2 on that.
Well,
no.
Maybe we found your problem.
We're men. We're visual first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's been your type. But Aaron's right. You've been branching out.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of good.
Yeah. Since then I've dated blondes.
You have? Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't go well.
No. Anyway, back to faces. I have one very specific thing that I look for first. It's actually probably even above.
And we
like
haven't
even non like for Tiak, boobs is like big on your list, right? If we're not doing
facial
features,
okay.
I know,
okay.
But I'm saying like it's like boobs. He's just
really he's curves.
He's a typical dude, yeah. But like yeah. Boobs,
did you just
for
call
sure.
Them Aaron
curves.
I thought you said curds.
No, sorry.
Curds.
Well, there's
curvy.
A whole bunch of different names out here in Colorado that we call them boobs.
No, sorry.
He likes the curds. He likes the whey. It's no.
It reminded me of Culver's. You
know, they do have cheese curds.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
You're making me hungry. Sorry, folks. Erica literally just did a wave.
No.
To get the boys to focus.
Can we get back to the facials? The people want to know.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, my number one thing isn't on the body. It is on the face.
Before
but like boobs. Yes, before boobs.
Okay.
Before a great butt. Like a lot of guys you're either a boob guy or a butt guy.
Sure.
I mean, what are you guys? We know the science behind men. Like, what do you look at first on a guy?
Smile, personality.
Oh, shut up. I love that Eric
you
is going to pretend.
You look at his personality.
Yes, it's like...
Only reason I gave my number to my now fiance is because he had a what?
You didn't say that right.
To my now fiance.
Thank you.
Is because he had a good personality. He was 0% my physical type.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
And it's not about me. It's about what no. You guys
well, your
fiance first.
Is on the line right now. Like a word.
No, he knows all this. Don't worry.
Okay. Like, Aaron, what do you look at?
A smile is pretty important.
Before their pecs or their anything else?
That's very close second, okay. But
you
yeah,
go
a
face
smile.
First.
Yeah.
Aaron's kind of a boob girl, too.
Yeah.
Don't come at me. Aaron, too.
So what is yours?
I would say genuinely, like a kind of a big, a wide eye.
Just like the doe-eyed?
Kind of doe-eyed, okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He wants a big, wide eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Just like doe-eyed, yeah. Why is that weird?
I need a moment with just Erica.
Oh.
You're new here.
Yep.
So you don't know all the quirks of the people on this show, but T-Hack is forming a I Hate Deers society.
Oh.
Deer are the worst things in the
yeah.
world. And he is allowed... the people of this room to call his number one feature a doe eye, and a doe is a what?
A deer a female deer.
Yeah, isn't it though? Oh, so you go for a doe eye, but you want to eradicate deer off the planet.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Because he can't date them.
I'm very conflicted about it.
So you want a Bratz doll? Do you like that look? Where or they just like, have
no,
the
that's
giant...
more like that's more angular to me. Just kind of just like a
Name someone? Like the first person that came to my mind was Billie Eilish. Her eyes are beautiful.
Or like Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh, yeah.
Doe eye.
Yeah, see, to me, Billie is more like she has a seductive eye. Okay. And it's less it's more of a cute eye. Does that make sense? Like it's just more of just
like a blink blink eye.
Yes. Yeah. Kinda. Yeah.
Like whereas I gravitate towards eye shapes. Like, do you guys know who Claire Forlani is?
No.
Oh my God. She's just got a girl-shaped eye. She's got like this.
Say her name again.
Claire Forlani.
What does she do?
She was in Meet Joe Black, if you ever saw.
Oh yeah.
Trying to talk about movies with Erica in the room is just so frustrating. Like, there are movies.
What does she do?
She's an actress, and she's got the.
Do you
most,
go for like the almond eyes?
She's kind of got an almond eye, right?
Okay.
But again, all and like the eyes aren't my thing.
So like, what is your thing?
I want you to guess.
Is it a perfect nose?
No.
Eyebrows.
But my daughter has a perfect nose.
She does. Aww. Cute button nose.
She had a member of Scooter Braun's staff stop her at an Italian restaurant and go, "Oh my God, you have the best nose." And like just wanted to take pictures of her nose. Yeah. She was like, "I want to get surgery for my nose to be like your nose." It was weird.
A little weird.
Yeah, that feels...
All right, well, we're out of time. I'll tell you what my thing is.
We've said smiles, we've said nose, we've said eyebrows, eyes.
Are you
eyes.
An ear guy?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah, Hack knows what
I think
is.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
What is left?
Cheeks?
Cheekbones.
Oh, cheekbones. Not little like chubby cheeks. Okay. Forget the girls with chubby cheeks.
No,
I take offense to that.
Who's the girl who I'm in love with?
Margot Robbie?
Yes. Oh. Look at her cheekbones.
Do I need to break news to you that oftentimes cheekbones are manufactured?
Yeah.
I can tell. Just like I can tell fake boobs, I can tell fake cheekbones.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you have doe eyes and hot cheekbones, text in right now. Tiak and I will take you on a date.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.